2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Good, sound, clear, simple, Christ-honoring, Bible-based instruction on giving to the Lord and His work is hard to find. Often our giving is a result of some emotional pressure. Sometimes a joke is told to get us in a good mood. I've been in a meeting where the leader of the meeting will wave something, a $5 or a $10 bill. Through these means, the person is badgered into giving more than he feels he should give, and thus gives grudgingly. Or he will give something of a reluctant spirit, feeling under pressure, and thus gives of necessity. Soon the person is turned off to the whole idea and is robbed of one of the greatest blessings of the New Testament faith. Giving is truly one of the most God-like things we can do. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ set the example. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that, though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. So then, in our verses for today, we have some clear direction. First, give bountifully. He cites a simple example. The farmer who sows little will reap little. The harvest is in proportion to what is sown. What harvest can you expect from your giving? You can expect an eternal harvest. How? Let me share an exciting idea. Let's just say that you give bountifully to spread the gospel all over the world. One day you will be in heaven, and you will meet people who are there because of your life. They will be there because of your witness, your prayers, and your giving. How would you like to have thousands of people make their way to you and tell you, "I'm here because you gave to get the gospel to me. Thank you." What will be your reaction to that? Eternal thanksgiving and joy. Second, he says it should be with a deliberate resolve and purpose. It must be done after we have thought and prayed it through. That way, you will not live with a nagging suspicion that you were pressured into giving more than you really should have, or feel you gave too little, that you should have given more. We should give proper deliberation to the matter. It is too important to be done in haste or without thought. Third, we should give cheerfully. It should make us glad to know we are doing something that pleases God. Is not the love and blessing of God worth more than anything else in this life, better than life itself? God loveth a cheerful giver. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.